Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
It's a nice cup of drip.
I love that song.
That's all I want. I know you do. That's so funny.
I didn't know I loved it, but I watched the Misses and Emily McCutcheon kind of drunkily danced to it.
Oh, drunkily dancing.
And I went, that song floats.
Mm.
Oh, look at them go. They were totally like, they had that just groovy, bouncy, half-drunk, fun dance going. And I went, oh, I see it.
Mm.
You know how you kind of sometimes, especially because we work here, you're busy.
Right, and, there's just always music and whatever going on.
But there I was sitting and I went, oh, that's got a good groove. Look at them go.
I do like those moments when music like occurs to you.
Uh-huh.
That happens a lot of times. And it is generally when you see someone else enjoying it.
Yeah.
The drunkily dancing thing, I think, is very cute.
Yeah. No, we were in the backyard playing a bunch of songs. And that I told you it was
4th of July.
No. This was just last Saturday. What is that? The starts with an H.
Is it a religious holiday?
No, it's the song that of the summer that I love.
Oh, Too Sweet.
Too Sweet by
Hozier.
Hozier, that's it.
Yeah.
H. Me and my one letter.
You got it.
A couple other. Anyway, we heard that and I was like, oh, I love this song. And then that one we just heard came on and I was like, look at that.
Mm.
This song floats.
I love that you're playing Alice at your party.
Yeah, well, come on.
Obviously.
Durr.
George.
Right.
Right.
Okay, lay it on me.
All right. We're going to start with vanilla. Every time I see the word vanilla, I always think of you. And it's the speech that your PD gave you or whoever was telling
you
about
it. It was a consultant, Al Peterson.
Yeah, consultants. They're the best. We don't do it. We just consult on it. So let me tell you how to do this. Everybody loves vanilla. Everyone loves vanilla.
And this is the consultant guy who comes in and starts telling you, here's how radio works, kid. Let me tell you everything.
Please do. Thank you. I just can't wait to hear.
And he gives me this vanilla, everyone loves vanilla speech. And I'm like, yeah, because it's freaking ice cream.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with actual radio. You're talking about ice cream.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's an analogy for keeping it.
I understand.
Keeping it broad.
You don't think
of it. Yeah, sometimes I wonder.
Zero flavor. Got it.
Well, vanilla flavored.
Ah,
unoffensive.
Don't offend him.
I'm not. Believe me. You know what I don't like? Vanilla.
I actually like vanilla, but I hate that.
I would never pick vanilla. Never. Not in a million years. I mean, if it was a choice between vanilla and poop flavor, I'll take the vanilla
ice cream. I would hope so.
Yes. I mean, but honestly, it's narrowed down to that. Like, I'll even just give me vanilla with chocolate chips in it. I'll take that. Because, yes, while I don't want chocolate chips in my cookies, I do want them in my ice cream.
That's weird.
But I like the flat, the big flat dark chocolate chips because they're frozen. There's something about that crunch. I don't like a chocolate chip in a cookie. I just want the cookie. Is it so much? Is it so much to ask?
Anyway, back to vanilla.
Vanilla. It's National Vanilla Ice Cream Day.
Mm. Yeah, vanilla ice cream. Everyone loves it. He's right.
It's celebrated on July 23rd. By the way, please feel free to text us 800-400-3697 and tell me why vanilla is so amazing. Vanilla is made by combining cream, sugar, and vanilla. It's added to other ice cream flavors as well. It helps to enhance their tastes. Actually, I remember my mom would always be, she had like a little rack of extracts, you know, the orange extract. Or
my mom put vanilla extract in a few things, but specifically pancakes.
Oh, my mom put it in eggnog.
Mm.
She would make us an eggnog.
Who drinks that?
When you're a kid, everybody. Well, at my house. But then I started noticing the little floating chunks of eggs. Because she would take raw eggs and milk and vanilla and some sugar and like whip it in the blender. And it was great when you're little and you just don't know any better. You're like, oh, I'll drink that right down. You know, raw eggs, always a great idea to feed your kids. Which we're very afraid of raw eggs now. But then I started looking into it and there would be the cap full of vanilla in there. The extract. And then I was looking in the top of it and there was just like, you know, runny eggs in it. And I could see it. And I went, I'm not going to have these anymore.
No, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, I could do.
Yep.
And then later in life, when eggnog took on a whole nother meaning because it was like
spiked.
Yeah. People would have like an eggnog at Christmas. I was like, who would ever have that? It's disgusting. It's got eggs. They go, no, it's like a pre-made thing. It's like a thick. It's a totally different thing than the eggnog I used to have.
I'll just take the hard liquor you poured in there, if you wouldn't mind. Just pass me the bottle.
Oh, you don't want it in the like buttermilk base?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, vanilla, blah, blah, blah. Everybody loves it. According to some consultants.
I understood his point. I hate the analogy, though.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Well, your point, I think, is better. Look, ice cream in general. If I'm serving ice cream...
Everyone's in.
Aren't I already winning?
Pizza.
Why did it have to,
there's certain things you go.
Oh, you don't like pineapple? Flick it off of there.
You
know what you can do? Get rid of that. Yeah. Anyway.
He was a nice guy. I don't mean to bust his eggs.
All right.
Bulls, whatever.
Bulls. Like his eggs.
Well, you know
what. Or make an eggnog again.
I don't want no trouble. I'm just trying to not be in trouble.
Almond extract was another big one. Mm. I think those are all like things that people have in their kitchens. You know, there's just all these little, if you do a lot of baking. Oh my God. I forgot to tell you this.
Oh.
I don't want to say the name of the place.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't because I'm using them now and I think that they'd be a good sponsor. So I don't want to give them a free plug.
Oh.
Unless Lindsay tells me I should like to make an air check. Maybe I should. Anyway, I'm using... Remember we used to do ads for Blue Apron?
Yes.
Well, I'm not using that service anymore. And no reason. I didn't mind those either.
Are they still even around?
I don't know. But my sister was telling me, she goes, oh, you should get this other one. And she's like, I like it because there's some waste, but it's a lot less than some of the other places. And it's pretty inexpensive. Like for three meals, big meals for me and John, it comes out to like $60 a week, which we spend way more than that shopping for stuff that's rotting in our fridge.
Oh my God, do I ever. You're not
It's crazy.
Kidding. Absolutely. Just a run to the store at Whole Foods for like 2 days feels
like
$200.
Like, right. And so, and
how is this cheaper than eating out? It's not.
It isn't. It is.
Because it isn't.
Suddenly, eating out has gotten really expensive. But anyway, so a lot of times, the day gets away. I want to eat at 3 p.m. That is when my day is way earlier than your day. Like, it's not you, Vinny, because you're also an early guy. But I like to eat at 3 because then when I go to bed at 6:30, 7 o'clock, I'm not going to bed on a full stomach, which I absolutely hate that. So I got these meal kits, and it is fully cooked. I can follow directions. I'm a champ at that.
How long you been doing this?
One full week. Three days. The you know what I mean? Each week I get three deliveries. Oh, no, I get one delivery and it has three meals in it.
Okay.
And I did three of them. every single one of them was delicious. And like one of them was scallops with like a linguine and this delicious sauce that I made from scratch from their stuff. Like, and then
fish, huh?
Yeah. Big scallops, big
delivery fish.
We did that one first. I was like, I'm not taking any chances with the scallops, but I opened them up, gave them a big smell. No smell whatsoever. Cooked them up. They were flavorful.
That says a lot, actually, because right? Fish.
Yes. Dicey. And they have a lot of fish items on there. So I was like, I'm getting a fish thing. I'm going to try it. Because one whiff of bad fish and you're just like, well,
I go to the harbor and buy fish right there. Now, it's not like a dock, but kind of like right on the dock.
It's you go to a fishmonger.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the way. If you can do it, if you've got the time and it's probably
less than... right by my house, so it's easy for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're, I will say this. They're easy. All the ingredients are there. But it's a mess.
Did you say the brand yet?
I didn't. I'm not going to say the brand.
Oh, okay.
Because I want Lindsay. I sent it over to Lindsay.
Oh.
She's in our sales department. But maybe people notice.
She's one of the greatest salespeople in the history of radio.
Yeah. Lindsay, hi. Lindsay, hi, everybody. If you want to talk to a salesperson here, if you're thinking to yourself, like Jack's restaurant from yesterday, you know, Jack's.
If you've ever met a great person that you instantly like, you know Lindsay.
Yeah.
She's that person.
That is well said. I have no argument with Lindsay.
She's like that person that if you were doing a speech at her birthday, you'd say, she's truly one of those people everyone can love. Everyone.
Yeah, she's great. I agree with that.
And if you're the person that goes like, oh, Lindsay.
Then I think less of you.
We've got to talk because I don't think you're getting it. You're missing like the true core of goodness in that person.
Right. Anyway, so I sent it over to Lindsay,
good.
So she'll figure it out. But if you want to talk to someone fun in sales, I think it's sales SF.
You don't know.
Advertise SF at odyssey.com. Get your company rocking on Alice.
Okay, trash me.
All right. Maybe the week before we went on vacation, Kamala Harris has been predicted by The Simpsons. We were talking about how people look, everyone's got their theories and it's so silly and it's just a cartoon and maybe they're just smart people and they sort of saw how things were going, but they are saying basically that The Simpsons predicted Kamala Harris's potential presidency in a year 2000 episode called Bart to the Future. His sister Lisa is grown up and she's the president of the United States and she's wearing the same outfit. It's close. She's wearing something very similar to what Harris wore to the 2021 inauguration. Like, as vice president, she's got this blue suit on. It's blue on blue, and it's got these pearls around it. It's dumb. It's a stretch.
I'm not anti this story, but to just play devil's advocate, how many times have they gotten it completely wrong?
Oh, has all anyone the other ever? Times.
Yeah, I mean that is one of those. There's a story, I don't know where I heard it, probably some dumb internet thing, but if you get 1,000 monkeys on 1,000 typewriters, eventually
for one million hours, one of them writes War and Peace.
Shakespeare or something like that.
Which I don't buy. I don't buy that because when you are pretending to type or just clacking away at something, you're hitting all the same keys. You're not capitalizing anything. It's just that's not happening.
I agree.
I say that is a bunk statement.
But back to the point, which is how many things have they missed? Probably a lot all the time.
Well, they're writing a cartoon.
Right.
That is, while it can be sharp and witty, it's also just a fictional cartoon. So if a few things that they have allegedly predicted sort of happen in the real world, and they have like, I don't know, go on Reddit. It's all on there.
I'm glad to hear people still watch the show because in all honesty, if you just asked me, what do you think about this? I'd say, I think the writers at The Simpsons have put out a news story so that they are in the news because who's watching that show anymore and would actually say, hey!
It's like the longest running show.
I know, and
on
I like
TV.
It. I've so always funny. Liked it, but it's no one's watching that.
The Simpsons TV records. Let's see if anything pops up. But you notice that AI just pops up now? Longest running American animated series, longest running American sitcom, longest running scripted primetime television series, most guest stars featured in a television series. What did you just break over there? You're okay? All right. Boy, there's a lot. It began as a little thing on the Tracy Ullman show.
Yep.
Which is kind of...
I was there.
Yeah. Oh, my God, right? The Sunday night lineup on Fox was just amazing.
Yep.
Other just quickies on the Kamala Harris front. And she's a local. Like, she's from Oakland. She was our, what, attorney general for 6-7 years
yep.
here?
And then a senator.
She pulled in $81 million in the first 24 hours after Biden stepped down. And she's not even the official nominee yet.
They say now, though, that she has all the necessary votes to be the nominee. So I think they won't waste time at the convention.
Go, Kamala.
With
Go.
A whole thing. Like, I think they've decided.
Will there be other people who put themselves... I haven't heard anybody. I heard one person talking about Gavin Newsom.
Well,
and,
Gavin
and we've talked
crossed
about that
my
too.
Mind multiple times, but I was thinking he'd be smart to not to.
To wait. Yep. He's a young man.
I feel like...
Relatively speaking.
I know where my vote's going to go. But I feel like after that debate where Biden just looked dumbfounded, and then on top of that, a bullet grazes the guy's ear, and everyone like, and he and his response is fight. Like he, I've seen posts now from people who were fans where Trump has muscles, and they're just like, "That's my guy," and you're going, "Oh my God, that actually gave him a bump."
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So
oh, no.
it's going to be a really unlikely win if Kamala can pull it.
Go Kamala.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am fully there for all the reasons.
I don't have to tell you this, but I will anyway.
Okay.
I'm no political strategist.
Huh?
I don't know. I'm not. I just from watching, I feel like anyone was going to have a tough go of it. I'm rooting for her.
Yeah, me too. For all the reasons. $81 million in the first 24 hours. I, by the way, got several texts from her yesterday. She's texting me just constantly.
Oh, yeah, look at this. The election text message you got could be a scam.
Oh, well, don't worry. I didn't donate through that. If I'm going to donate, I'll do it through channels. I'm not going to respond to some text message.
Oh, please.
Please, I've learned my lesson.
Like you've, yeah, I was going to say, like you've never been had. Okay.
Oh my God, so many times. Luckily, I have John, though, to talk to me. Like, no, that's a scam, Sarah. No, I'm really sure I'm going to get 2 TVs from Monrovia if I just wire them this money. 2 TVs, John, come on. Kamala also locked down the washed up talk show demographic when Montel Williams endorsed her. So that's, they used to date, actually, in the early 2000s. She's married now to the second gentleman. But Montel endorsed her.
Okay.
So good for her. Tragedy. As you know, Shannon Doherty passed away.
The way you said that didn't sound
it's
like
it's just awful. It just like makes me so sad. I read it and I'm like, tragedy. Ah. So Shannon Doherty died in 2015, I think. She was first diagnosed with breast cancer. She thought she was in remission. It came back. Then it gets in her brain. Her death was a surprise even to her. Like, she knew that her days were numbered, but she had a trip to Italy booked, renovations on her home ready to go, like all these things. And so this woman, she's a woman who was on Charmed with Shannon Doherty in the early days. Her name's Holly Marie Combs. So they do a Charmed podcast that Shannon's been on a few times.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a special episode of the Charmed Rewatch podcast, The House of Hallowell. This Holly Marie Combs was saying that they really did think that they had more time. They had in their friendship, they had big plans for this year. She didn't think she was going anywhere anytime soon, is the quote. She was considering moving to Italy, even.
Well, you're hopeful.
Yeah.
That is, you know, it's what keeps most of us running on a daily basis. And certainly, if you're someone who's got cancer, I would imagine hope is what you cling to.
Right. Shannon died on July 13th at 53. This Holly Marie Combs has some really a lot of really nice things to say about her. Her superpower was her ability to make you forget that she was sick. This incredible ability not to ever be a victim. You forgot about it when you were in her presence. It was like, bitch, she's not sick. She feels amazing, and she has all these incredible plans. We're traveling the world. We're talking about this and that and moving and building a new house in Tennessee and going and building and living in Italy. She acted as if, and her energy felt as if she was going to be there for as long as we were. To commemorate her passing, Holly Marie Combs says she's going to get a tattoo with the time of Shannon's death. She says, that's my big gripe with the whole situation, that we both thought we had more time and so many plans. Oh, God, it's so tragic. And I'll leave you on that note. All right. So far, so good. With wow. The running of the board.
That's the end?
That's, well, you know, it's got to end somewhere, Ben.
All right. There's a new vape pen that also is a phone and a fitness tracker. Are you into it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Yep, and tipsily dancing. What was it? Drunkily dancing. That's what it was. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice is giving you the chance to win a trip to see Olivia Rodrigo four times in L.A. all this week. Log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 on the free Odyssey app for at least an hour over the course of each day to get your daily entry for your chance to win a trip for two to see Olivia Rodrigo in four of her LA dates, the 13th, 14th, 16th, and 17th of August. So easy. Just listen. Round trip airfare for two and a six-night hotel stay.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Head over to RadioAlice.com for the ultimate music experience. Stay on top of the latest news in the music industry, follow your favorite DJs, and enter exciting contests for a chance to win big. Plus, Catch up on all the latest episodes of the Sarah and Vinny Full Podcast for a daily dose of entertainment. Don't miss a beat. Visit RadioAlice.com now. Do it.
I'll do it.
Already.
All the time.
Okay, so we're still hot. We're going to be hot again today. 96 in San Jose, 95 in Napa. So we're hot.
That's hot.
It is hot.
Somewhere
96, 95 in Walnut Creek. So all the three corners of the bay are in the mid-90s.
That's hot.
It is.
That's
Eesh.
Hot.
I found it.
And there I was. You know, I'm not a real big summer fan. I prefer it cool myself. Okay. But there I was last night, laying in bed, watching a ball game and going, I do love a good baseball game.
The boys of summer.
Yeah. So I'm watching the Giants play the Dodgers, and it's, we tie it up at 2-2, and I'm like, okay. Well, I got to go to bed.
Oh,
and I woke up to the Dodgers won. Shoot. And don't tell me it was my fault because I went to bed. I had to go to bed.
Yeah. It's I don't like that when people blame. Oh, you didn't wear your lucky socks. It's your fault. It's just so silly. Please stop with that.
Well, we did do a huge bit about, you know, the pants.
We did. I mean, at that time, that was real. Blaming you for going to bed or not wearing your lucky socks. That's fake.
Right.
Lucky butt, though. That was legit.
That was a real moment.
Yeah.
In sports, Bay Area sports history.
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's what's happening. This is one of those things that I never vaped. I did smoke cigarettes, though.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I forget what we were doing over the vacation when my daughter goes, "You smoked?" And I went,
"Oh, how lovely."
Yeah, I did.
How lovely that she does not know. She didn't know you when you drank. She didn't know you when you smoked.
And I said, "Yeah, I did." And I wanted to say, you know, so did your mom.
Oh, did she?
She didn't really. She just, she was one of those people who would have some drinks and then would, you know, puff. I get one of those. But no, she didn't.
I smoked one of my mom's cigarettes down in Florida last week.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Are you doing?
I don't know, playing with fire, I guess.
No, you are absolutely on your way back.
No, I'm not. Here's the thing. She smokes these, like, I don't know, Virginia Slims or something. They're the long, skinny ones with the menthol. And they're just, they're so awful. I'd had a couple drinks. They're just awful. And I'm like, give me one of those. She was
Ellie,
mad because I put it out halfway through.
You shouldn't even give it to her. What are you doing?
Well, misery loves company. You know
I
that.
I guess.
Come on.
Well, anyway. Ciggies. They're the worst.
They really are. You're in nicotine prison the rest of your life. Just remember that as you're enjoying your hacking cough.
A company called Swipe is selling a new vape pen that's also a phone and a fitness tracker. It pairs with your normal phone. And a screen on the side lets you check social media and text messages. They cost around $20 and they're disposable. You throw them away when the vape runs out. I don't get it. It sounds like it can. It's not.
I got to pair this thing every time and throw it. Now it's just more like little pieces of plastic to throw away. Okay. It really does have it all.
When I see those, and I assume it's some kind of e-vape that just produces so much smoke, but every now and then I'll see it pouring out of a car on the road and think, that car's on fire.
Oh.
Because it's just so much. I don't know.
It does. I've seen that. I live by a high school. And I know you've done that too, right? Live by a high school?
I live by one now.
Oh, you do?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I thought it was whatever.
And I live by one in San Jose,
That's
too.
What I thought.
Yeah, no, I've lived by a couple schools.
So my Safeway is right across the street from the high school. So at certain times of day, there's just a zillion kids hanging out there. And man, it is true. It's like they're emitting their own cloud, like a cloud that might be big enough to be in the sky. Those things are so huge.
Yeah, it's really, really a lot.
Creating like a foggy place to...
They say this thing also has a couple video games pre-installed, a weather app, a fitness tracker. But if you're a big time vapor, are you worried about?
I guess this is ridiculous. It just seems like there's too much stuff in that. For what an absolute waste!
So it pairs to your phone, and they say you can't make phone calls with it. But since you know young people don't
call those
people
anyway,
maybe this will be a thing. I don't know.
What's it called? What's the name of it?
The company is Swype. S-W-Y-P-E.
Let's get that over to Lindsay. If anyone can make that happen, it's her. I can easily change my tune on that. Oh, yeah, this thing's great. Single-use plastic, we're down. That's great. Who doesn't need a vape machine and a fitness tracker all in one? Oh, this is great. People, we just keep inventing great stuff.
Look, there are things that have been invented that I swear to you, when I saw the Apple Watch, I thought, that is never going to happen.
It's like the iPad. I was like, no one needs that.
And I wear this watch. I love it more than my phone and my iPad put together.
John is with you. He loves it. He pays for everything using it. He's like, it's just great. I can walk around without my phone. I can still see. So I'm not going to text anybody back, but I can see it.
I love it. And I don't have a rectangle in my pocket.
Right.
That rectangle bugs the out of me.
You know what? Yes. The rectangle, do you slide it down your front pocket?
I don't want to carry it at all. So mostly I don't carry it. But if I have to carry it, it depends. It depends on what I'm doing. I prefer to put it in my back. But if I'm in and out of the car and I'm trying to keep that thing from falling and getting hurt, it might be in the front. I hate it.
My son is kind of like semi-skinny jean, like a form-fitting jean guy.
We're talking about Berkeley?
Yeah. And he wears that thing in his front pocket. It's always, and he has like the biggest possible phone.
Yeah, and you see it.
And I'm like, it's just weird. I'm like, how do you flex your hip? Like,
I see people on TV with their phone in their pocket. Yeah. I see people walking around on the streets here, and I always think,
I guess that's it.
That is your.
I really feel like there has to be some way to wear your stupid phone around your neck, like a place to just click it on. There it is, around your neck.
Well, that's not a lot better.
It's better than being in your pocket. You know, put it next to your heart, so you can get heart cancer. Isn't that what they say? That if you keep your phone in your pocket, you're going to get ball cancer?
I don't know, but I really don't.
Let's get heart cancer. Let's get this over with, shall we?
Just because you have pockets doesn't mean you need to fill them, is my thought. Like, yeah, I see guys with these giant pockets full of stuff, especially in those jeans you're talking about.
I know.
And I just think that is not a good look. Bro.
Alex has stuffed pockets sometimes. Like, he'll wear, like, and they're not even that tight of clothes, but he's got, like, a lot of stuff in there. I'm like, I don't know, like, a roll of toilet paper in there or something, or his phone, all the stuff. He's laughing. He can't say anything.
He's laughing, and I have questions for him, but I won't. You know, we don't want any trouble.
Right, I don't want any trouble.
A man was arrested after he locked himself in a Walgreens bathroom for 5 hours until they closed, and then he helped himself to a bunch of junk food and a pack of cigarettes. Is it wrong?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Police responded to a Walgreens in Florida at 3 a.m. on Monday morning when the burglar alarm went off. There was a guy walking around inside.
Oh, they have motion alarms? Or did he crack a door?
I would imagine they have motion.
Maybe he cracked the door because he was like, oh, I don't want to smoke inside. That's the one rule I'm going to follow here today.
Cameras show he went into the store's bathroom at 9:40 p.m. about 20 minutes before they closed. He stayed there for 5 hours before venturing out to... Oh. Have a junk food feast.
Was he having a 5 hour incident? Maybe he awoke to a, you know, he like had trouble on the toilet, kind of fell asleep in there, just like so upset.
Who falls asleep if they're having trouble on the toilet?
I don't know. Maybe like you're so just like wiped out from it. Like, oh no.
No.
I'll just rest here, lean against the side.
I think we're talking more about a criminal.
Oh.
You have a 5 hour incident and then you go out and have Tostitos spinach dip.
Well, you're hungry.
Chips.
I'm so hungry.
Reese's.
I got to fill that up.
Ghirardelli chocolate.
I got
Dr. Pepper and a pack of Newports.
Newports. You know, I don't even know where I'd go get cigarettes anymore.
Yeah, you do.
Really? Where?
You want me to tell you? You already started. You're already on the path back to smoking.
I'm not back on the path. You don't need to worry about me.
I do.
You don't have to.
This is how it starts every time, Sarah. And you know it.
Don't worry about
it. I'm going to just...
I don't think you need to worry about it.
Just this one time. It's no big deal.
I really feel like it's going to be fine.
It's fine.
And it is fine.
I haven't fought this my whole life. It's fine.
Yeah. But don't worry about me. Every little thing's going to be all right.
Don't.
Except I really wish that this monitor was 2 inches lower.
Why?
Tim? Is Tim here? Because then I could see, like, I'm sitting up as straight as I can right now, and I can
see. You don't need to see me.
I can see down to just below your nose.
It's when the cops got there after, you know, I guess he was enjoying his cigarette.
Oh, sure.
They arrested him. They asked if there was anyone else, and he said, I don't know. I came in to use the bathroom. But he has previous convictions for stealing, so this is his thing.
I see.
He's a crook.
Well, there's worse crooks out there. I do feel like he's in a Walgreens. He could have busted into the pharmacy.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't know. I would like to think that...
Do they have beers at Walgreens? Maybe in certain states they do. Where is this one?
That was in Florida. I do think... Well... I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, he had a Dr. Pepper and a pack of cigarettes. Like, I don't know. That just, I feel like there's way worse things he could have done in there. He could have trashed the place. Like, yeah, yes, he was wrong. Okay, what's his really brief sentence?
You know what? That's a really good question, though. In California, you can buy beer at a gas station. So my guess would be, yes, they sell beer.
Yes. I think so, too.
But
they have those coolers over on the side.
And I've even offered, there's been a couple, I bought my brother beer one time. I was like, I'm going to the store. You need anything? And he's like, yeah, give me a 12 or a Miller Lite. I'm like, ooh.
But well, at least it's not something tempting.
That's what he, right.
Right.
But anyway.
It wasn't buy me a case of Jack.
I'm not afraid to buy some beer for somebody or whatever, but I haven't bought at a Walgreens.
They have the single, you know what they have at the Walgreens is like you walk in and buy a 40.
Oh, okay.
I mean, probably they have six packs too, but I just don't think it's like a, you know, it's not like a Safeway where you're buying a case. Maybe you are. I don't know. I don't buy liquor that much.
Spoken like a true man who's never, 408 says, spoken like a true man who's never experienced pocket deprivation fashion. We must fill the pockets, LOL. I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. But
well, you carry a purse, so you're all set. You don't need to put stuff in your pocket.
Don't laugh at that. Alex is laughing.
Yeah.
Don't.
It's so easy to get him, you know? Just because he does. He actually, Vinny carries a beautiful forest green
suitcase.
Bowling bag.
It's a suitcase.
It's a bowling bag. It's like a duffel, but it's more like a bowling bag carrier. It's nice. I actually love that bag you have now.
You know...
I don't.
Actually, I'm not going to even bring
just
it up
say
on
it.
Here.
Just,
no, I don't want to because it's just going to be trouble. And frankly, we have.
Isn't that what this show's
no,
all about?
And we have a trouble. Meeting today. We're all going to be together. Oh. You know what? I don't want to say it. I'm not saying it.
Oh, were you going to say that Michael Martin carries his stuff in his front pocket?
No. Not at all.
Were you going to say he carries a purse?
Oh, I was no. I was going to say.
I can't believe you just said that.
You know, they don't want anybody to put their stuff anywhere, but there's not enough lockers.
Yeah. Well, no. You have a brand new locker.
Well, I know, now but I mean lockers. That's what I know. But I'm carrying this suitcase because there's no place to put our crap around here.
But all changes today, Vin.
In fact, if I leave it out, the guys from the game come in here and use my crap.
Yeah, I know. And it's not that we don't love the guys from the game. It's just that if when other people use your stuff, they think it's just the stuff in the studio. And it's like, no, that's my stuff, though.
Right.
So please don't. Now we have lockers.
How's this locker work?
Well, it has a little
combo for it.
Yeah. I set one for you. And now I'll show you how to set your own.
Well, you can just give me the number.
Really?
You're going to steal my headphones?
It's already. Like it's on the thing. It's already there.
You wrote it down?
No, it's
oh, it's the one that's there.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
That's the one, huh?
Has everyone seen it?
No.
Okay, then we're good.
All right, great.
I mean, honestly. Although, then again, you know, radio people.
They got nothing to do. They're like, I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to work it. It's three numbers on that combo. I'm just going to try and work
it
out.
And if I can get in, I'm going to poop in his headphones because that's going to be funny. There's a bit.
Yeah, that'll be great. Super fun. Hey, I was thinking that maybe we could get like these things chained down because, you know, the guys
they
from the
are
game,
liftable,
they are very, they're not heavy at all. They're lockable. People still can walk off with the whole thing.
Bonte is one of those guys who looks like he could walk to the corner of the building and lift it.
Right. Let me just pull up the screen.
Did it move? It did, dude. My God, man.
Please don't do it again. There's people in there.
What are you eating?
Protein shakes. Oh, that explains the farts, too. All right.
That election text message you got could be a scam, they're saying. So
okay, yeah, tell me that. Tell me about
it. The Better Business Bureau says election-themed scam texts are a huge thing now. Some people are saying they've gotten as many as 50 of them already, which means your phone is polluted.
I am getting a lot of them. I've been getting them from Biden, and then all of a sudden I'm getting them from Kamala with a photo of her and everything.
I'm getting none.
Oh, well, you're lucky.
But I don't give my number out.
Well, I'll start giving your number out.
Don't give my number out.
For you. I'll just use your number when there's a number field. And then if someone
says, you know what?
The two-factor authentication, I'll be like, Vinny, can you tell me what the code is that just got sent to your phone?
Radio games are hysterical, but
please don't do that.
I don't want my phone number polluted. I'll have to change it, and then you'll have to change stuff, too.
Why would I? Oh, on all my things that I've used your number as to, I will.
Well, no. I mean, in general, to reach me again, you'd have to get my new number, which I won't give to you. So you have to email me going forward.
Ridiculous. You're
going to
text me from some unknown number.
No,
I'm not. You can't stop texting me. You love me. Stop it. You're always bothering me with stuff. Oh, what do you think about my new outfit
that I had on today? None of this is
true. My new outfit that I had on today.
She's lying right now. Those are lies.
Did you think my butt looked really cute in those jeans?
Political text messages that ask you to donate to a candidate are common now, but be careful. Not all of them are legit. More and more scammers are sending out fake fundraising texts to trick people into giving up their credit card info. Yeah.
If you were going to make a donation, please just don't do it. Find a legitimate way to do it. Don't just answer a text.
Right.
Whoever you're into. Right. Whoever you like, to find a legitimate way to give.
At least get the money to them and not to some guy named Frank who's, you know, working out of a
yeah, frank@paypal.com.
Right.
Come on. Just send it here. I get it right over to them. So you're going to, it's really, it's just like, I'm the middleman.
The safest way to donate to a candidate or a political party is through their official website. Don't blow it.
Dun, 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 dun. Breaking news.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few. Why would the guys from the game be in your studio? They have their own.
Yeah, all the studios.
You don't mess around in their studio. No, you know what? You're 1,000% right. I don't go in their studio
because
ever.
Their studio is only for them. KCBS's studio, only for KCBS. Our studio?
For everyone?
No. Yes, for everyone. For us in the morning, and then both of these studios are usable by anyone else in the building the rest of the day. The end.
Oh my God, thank God, says 831. That's Santa Cruz, if you don't know.
What about?
Please say you're on live today.
Oh, yeah, live today.
I thought
today,
you guys were
yesterday?
Gone for good. No, we're back. We were on vacation.
Gone for good? Why did you think that?
Vacation. It happens. Yeah, summer vacation.
Happen. I mean,
and
things do change. Things will change. Things are changing.
Things have changed.
But not us. We're here every day.
Yeah.
Hello.
But listen, that vacation thing, when you have kids, no, it's not that great. You will be put to work. You will work hard.
Oh, with the kid thing?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, that, yeah. Well, I mean, you could have been like, I'm going to go on a surf trip.
Yeah, but I don't plan things, and that's the problem.
Tell Deepak you want to go.
I come walking right into a buzzsaw. I get up in the morning with no plans, and then I'm stuck. Who are you waving to?
Robin.
Oh.
Robin.
Robin.
Hey, Robin.
To the rescue.
Yeah, Robin to the rescue. I don't know if we're having a problem, but Robin is like, I've leaned out into the hall several times and screamed, Robin! And he comes running, helps. So good.
Yeah, it is good. Okay, what's coming up in the trash?
Oh, is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me make sure I have all my other things set up, too. Coming up, Dregs, Socks, and Top Gun 3.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.